六，闵行区2015年第一学期高三英语模拟练习。
1. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation,and the question about it, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. Good evening, Professor David. My name is Susan Gray. I'm with the local newspaper. Do you mind if I ask you a few questions?
Not at all. Go ahead, please.
Question. What is Susan Gray?2. I need the receipt for the book in order to exchange it.
All right, here you are.
Question. Where does the conversation most probably take place?
3. It's so hot today. I simply can't work. I wish there were a fan in this room.
So do I. I'll fall asleep if I stay here any longer.
Question. What are they complaining about?
4. There are more than 100 people at Kate's birthday party.
It's really no surprise. You know she was popular even when she was a child.
Question. What does the man imply about Kate? 5. Excuse me, do you have any apartments available for under $500 a month?I need to move in next week when my new job starts.
The only vacant one I have is $600. Have you inquired at the apartment complex down the street?
Question. What does the man suggest the woman do?
6. Gillian, how are you? I heard you were sick.
They must have confused me with somebody else. I've never felt better.
Question. How does Gillian feel?7. We are out of paper for the printer. Can you please order some?
I completed the order form online yesterday, and it will be here by noon.
Question. What did the woman do?
8. You bought a pair of jeans yesterday, didn't you? What are they like?
Oh, they're pretty much like my other ones, except with a larger waist. I guess I haven't spent much time exercising lately.
Question. What can we infer from the conversation about the man? 9. I really like those abstract paintings we saw yesterday. What do you think?
I guess it's something I haven't acquired a taste for yet.
Question. What does the man imply? 10.How did your job interview go yesterday?
Not too bad, I guess. There were 20 candidates competing for the post, and finally it was down to 3 of us, but the other 2 seems better qualified.
Question. What does the man imply? 2. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages,And you'll be asked 3 questions on each of the passages. The passages will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
It's 5 p.m. on live radio.And it's time for our weekly Mystery Pop Star competition. The prize this week is not the usual CD or photograph, but a chance for you and a friend to go and see our Mystery Star's next concert. Today's mystery person has been on the top music scene for many years. He was born on the 13th of March 1945, and his grandparents gave him his first guitar when he was 17. What kind of music does he play?Well, although he's had some songs in the top 20, his music is really sad. He's had his share of personal problems, using drugs, his marriage broke up, and then in 1991 his young son died when he fell from a building in New York. He wrote about his son's death in his song Tears in Heaven, which was a big success at the beginning of the 90s, a very sad song if you listen. Okay, that's all I'm going to tell you. If you've got the answer, phone us now on 0107 8687. Two tickets are waiting for you, and we have our first caller who's ringing in. Hello, Simon.
Now listen again, please.
It's 5 p.m. on live radio, and it's time for our weekly Mystery Pop Star competition. The prize this week is not the usual CD or photograph, but a chance for you and a friend to go and see our Mystery Star's next concert. Today's mystery person has been on the top music scene for many years. He was born on the 13th of March 1945, and his grandparents gave him his first guitar when he was 17. What kind of music does he play? Well, although he's had some songs in the top 20, his music is really sad. He's had his share of personal problems, using drugs, his marriage broke up, and then in 1991 his young son died when he fell from a building in New York. He wrote about his son's death in his song Tears in Heaven, which was a big success at the beginning of the 90s, a very sad song if you listen. Okay, that's all I'm going to tell you. If you've got the answer, phone us now on 0107 8687. Two tickets are waiting for you, and we have our first caller who's ringing in. Hello, Simon.
Questions. 11. What is the prize for the winner of the competition?
When did the mystery star write his song Tears in Heaven?
13. What is the program mainly about?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
Unless you have visited the southern United States, you probably have never heard of kudzu. Kudzu, as any farmer in the South will sadly tell you, is a super-powered weed. It is a strong climbing plant. Once it gets started, kudzu is almost impossible to stop. It climbs to the tops of the tallest trees. It can cover large buildings. Whole barns and farmhouses have been known to disappear from view. Wherever it grows, its thick, twisting stems are extremely hard to remove. Kudzu was once thought to be a helpful plant. Originally found in Asia, it was brought to America to help protect the land from being swallowed by the sea. It was planted where its tough roots, which grow up to 5 feet long, could help hold back the soil. But the plant soon spread to places where it wasn't wanted. Farmers now have to fight to keep it from killing other plants. In a way, kudzu is a sign of labor shortage in the South. Where there is no one to work the fields, kudzu soon takes over. The northern United States faces no threat from kudzu. Harsh winters killed it off. The plant loves the warmth of the South, but the South surely doesn't love it. If someone could invent some use for kudzu and remove it from southern farmland, his or her fortune would be assured.
Now listen again, please.
Unless you have visited the southern United States, you probably have never heard of kudzu. Kudzu, as any farmer in the South will sadly tell you, is a super-powered weed. It is a strong climbing plant. Once it gets started, kudzu is almost impossible to stop. It climbs to the tops of the tallest trees. It can cover large buildings. Whole barns and farmhouses have been known to disappear from view. Wherever it grows, its thick, twisting stems are extremely hard to remove. Kudzu was once thought to be a helpful plant. Originally found in Asia, it was brought to America to help protect the land from being swallowed by the sea. It was planted where its tough roots, which grow up to 5 feet long, could help hold back the soil. But the plant soon spread to places where it wasn't wanted. Farmers now have to fight to keep it from killing other plants. In a way, kudzu is a sign of labor shortage in the south. Where there is no one to work the fields, kudzu soon takes over. The northern United States faces no threat from kudzu. Harsh winters killed it off. The plant loves the warmth of the south, but the south surely doesn't love it. If someone could invent some use for kudzu and remove it from southern farmland, his or her fortune would be assured.
Questions. 14. What do we learn about kudzu from the passage?
What will happen if the fields are neglected in the southern United States?
16. Why isn't kudzu a threat to the northern United States?
17. Directions. In Section C, you will hear two longer conversations. The conversations will be read twice. After you hear each conversation, you are required to fill in the numbered blanks with the information you have heard. Write your answers on your answer sheet.
Blanks 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation. Complete the form. Write one word for each answer.
Who are those two men you were talking to, Henry?
They own a shopping centre.
A shopping centre? Where is it?
It's that new one, down on the peninsula, about 50 miles from here.
Oh, yes, I've heard about it.
They'd like to have someone open another restaurant in the centre.
You are not thinking of moving the restaurant again, are you?
No, I'm thinking about opening a branch.
I've heard that business is quite good there.
Those men did a study made of the number of people who pass through the centre each day, and the result was good.
Well, why don't we look into it?
But do you think we'll have enough time to manage another branch?
We could get George and Jane to manage it.
Do you think they have enough management experience?
They are old enough, and we've trained them like your parents trained us.
Let's try it.
Now listen again, please. Who are those two men you were talking to, Henry?
They own a shopping centre.
A shopping centre? Where is it?
It's that new one, down on the peninsula, about 50 miles from here.
Oh, yes, I've heard about it.
They'd like to have someone open another restaurant in the centre.
You are not thinking of moving the restaurant again, are you?
No, I'm thinking about opening a branch.
I've heard that business is quite good there.
Those men did a study made of the number of people who pass through the centre each day, and the result was good.
Well, why don't we look into it?
But do you think we'll have enough time to manage another branch?
We could get George and Jane to manage it.
Do you think they have enough management experience?
They are old enough, and we've trained them like your parents trained us.
Let's try it. Blanks 21 through 24 are based on the following conversation. Complete the form. Write no more than three words for each answer.
Excuse me, do you mind if I ask you a few questions?
No, I guess not.
Great. This is for Student Council Report. We want to find out what the students think about campus food service. The results would tell us what kind of changes to push for.
I think everyone has pretty strong opinions about that.
Yeah, that is one thing I've found out already. Okay, first, how often do you eat in the cafeteria?
Almost every day. I've got a meal contract. You know, for breakfast and dinner, Monday to Saturday.
Okay, and do you usually eat here at Anderson Hall?
Yeah, I live next door.
What's your general impression of the food here?
Well, people complain a lot. But basically, I think it's generally satisfactory. The vegetables are usually overcooked, but I mean, they had to feed hundreds of people here. You are not going to get something freshly prepared just for you.
What if I just put down generally satisfactory? You'd like more fresh vegetables, okay?
Sure.
So you think the other things like soup or desserts okay?
Yeah, that's about right.
Is there anything you'd like to change about the cafeteria?
Yes, the opening hours. Sometimes it's really rushed for me to get there before 6:30.
Now listen again, please. Excuse me, do you mind if I ask you a few questions?
No, I guess not.
Great. This is for Student Council Report. We want to find out what the students think about campus food service. The results would tell us what kind of changes to push for.
I think everyone has pretty strong opinions about that.
Yeah, that is one thing I've found out already. Okay, first, how often do you eat in the cafeteria?
Almost every day. I've got a meal contract. You know, for breakfast and dinner, Monday to Saturday.
Okay, and do you usually eat here at Anderson Hall?
Yeah, I live next door.
What's your general impression of the food here?
Well, people complain a lot, but basically I think it's generally satisfactory. The vegetables are usually overcooked, but I mean they had to feed hundreds of people here. You are not going to get something freshly prepared just for you.
What if I just put down generally satisfactory? You'd like more fresh vegetables, okay?
Sure.
So you think the other things like soup or desserts okay?
Yeah, that's about right.
Is there anything you'd like to change about the cafeteria?
Yes, the opening hours. Sometimes it's really rushed for me to get there before 6:30. That's the end of the listening comprehension.